actually asked me to give the testimony a few years ago, and I said, no way, no way, I'm not doing that. But it wasn't because I didn't want to, it was because I was afraid, and fear comes from the devil, and you shouldn't fear anybody from God. And I want to thank Mr. McMillan for asking me to give my testimony, but I really am especially thankful to God that I have a testimony to give. I just want to read a few verses from Isaiah 55. It's verses 6 and 7. Isaiah 55, verses 6 and 7. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. So I was born in Davy Hill Hospital on the 1st of March 1982 to Iris and Robert Jardine, one of five children. And as my dad would say, I'm number four, daughter number three. And I'm so thankful to God that I have such wonderful Christian parents. Emotion says if I start to get emotional, just get over it. I didn't think it would happen this early. So I grew up in Annaghlock and I attended Lorne Free Presbyterian Church, and then later Annaghlock Free Presbyterian Church, where my granddad was an elder. He just passed away recently, and my mum is the organist. I attended Sunday school, children's meetings, church services, missions, you name it, we were there. And I knew from an early age the need of salvation. I can remember from an early age, about five, being at home and finding a little book of colours. I'm sure you all know it. It was a wee tiny book, and it was red, gold, white, green, red, black. And this book, in such a simple way, explained the gospel and how your sins are black, but because Jesus shed his blood, your sins can be washed away. And how simple that at such an early age, I understood that. And I knew that I wouldn't be in heaven unless I asked God to forgive me of my sin. So with a childlike faith, that's what I did. I prayed that God would forgive me and save me. Now, I'd love to say that it was all plain sailing from then on, but much to my regret, it wasn't. I attended Annaghlock Primary School and then on to Kilkeel High, and both schools did have a good Christian ethos. However, sadly, it was in high school that I started to backslide. When I started to go to high school, I met a new group of friends, and they knew that I went to church, and a lot of young ones do go to church, but wanting to fit in, I didn't tell them that I was Christian. And it wasn't that long before one of them asked me to go to the Belmont nightclub. In Cambridge. And I knew that this was wrong. But wanting to fit in, I said I'd go, but that I wouldn't drink. And the first time I went, I didn't drink. Because you sort of thought, well, if I went and I didn't drink, that wouldn't be so bad. But sin will always take you further than you actually want to go. And one night, a friend asked me if I did want to drink, and being curious, I did take one. And that was the start of a very slippery slope that led to many wasted years. I'd just like to say that if you are a young Christian here tonight, or even an older Christian, please be so careful what friends you have. And these people who are my friends, they weren't bad people, you know, but they weren't saved. And if you're being friendly with people who aren't saved, they're not going to be socialising in the type of place that's appropriate for a Christian. It can be so easy to go with them to these places as a one-off, but one night does lead to another night. Now, I knew I shouldn't have been going to nightclubs or pubs, but it turned into a regular thing for me, and that's really not something I'm proud of. Now, some years later, my little sister, Grace, who's here, in fact, all the family are here, and I'm very thankful that it's a welcome to Scotland. But my little sister Grace got saved, and I do believe that the Holy Spirit is working in our home. one Sunday morning before, a few days before my 21st birthday, I was at church in Annabelle. At the time, it was just a wee hall down Ulster Avenue. It wasn't the fancy church that it is now, but it doesn't matter where you get saved or where you hear the gospel. It doesn't have to be anywhere special. It's just God will find you wherever you are. And in the middle of the sermon, I can't even remember who the minister was. I didn't have a minister in the church at the time. And I don't even know what he was speaking of, but I knew that God was speaking to me. And I went out of the church and stood outside crying. And Grace, she came out and she says, "What's wrong with you, Rhonda?" And I said, "I felt I should get right with God." And she says, "Well, why don't you?" Very straight talk, and she still is to this day. So just ask you the question directly. And I said, "I didn't know why." And I'd just like to say, if you're unsaved, what is it that is stopping you from getting saved? You know, what is it that's stopping you from getting right with God? What is more important than your soul? And that afternoon, I lay in my bed thinking and crying, and I knew that God was working on my heart. But the devil was working on me too. You see, he had me for many years, and he didn't want to let go of me, so there was a real struggle in my head. He was telling me that if I got right with God, I'd have to finish with the boyfriend that I had been with for over a year. And he was saying to me, "How would I ever meet a new boyfriend?" You know, I didn't know of any Christian events that were going on. There was no Facebook, and being from Annabelle, it was so far away from everywhere. And how would I even get Christian friends? I had no Christian friends that you could just phone up and say, "Can I go with you here or go with you there?" And it would have been so easy to continue on in my sin. But that evening, on my way to my boyfriend's house, God was still working on me. And I asked God for a sign. As I was driving through Ballinhinch, on a church wall, there's a massive banner. You couldn't have missed it. And it said on it, "God will give you the power to change." Now, that was a literal sign that I believe was from God. And I knew that this was a sign that God would help me change my sinful ways. And it was then that I knew that I had to get right with God. And I had to ask him into my heart and forgive me of my sins. Now, in our Bible reading, it says, "Let him return on to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him." And if you return on to God, you will find him full of grace and pardon. I'm so thankful that God has forgiven me of my sins, and that my sins are lost in the sea of his forgetfulness. You see, no matter what I've done in my past, he forgives me. Now, I always counted myself a very happy person. You might doubt that with me crying now, but the next few days there was a real struggle in my head, and I believe the devil was trying to get me back by making me doubt everything. He was telling me I had no Christian friends, and I didn't at that time. How would I ever meet a boy? Because I remember going to even Armagh Social one night, hearing that this was a great place to go, and me and my friend, I think it was my cousin, I can't even hardly remember who I was with, but turning up at Armagh Mall and thinking, "This is so far away, going away, all the way to Armagh." And arrived about 9 o'clock, the place was empty, and I thought, "This is a real waste of time," but little did I know that things didn't get going until about 11 o'clock around here. But we stayed for about 5 minutes and left. But I'm so thankful that I put my trust in God and that he has kept me. And one verse that has always stayed with me is 1 Peter 5 verse 7, and that's, "Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you." And as Christians, we don't need to worry about anything, absolutely nothing, because everything is in God's control, and he has a plan for our life. Now, what we think might be a plan is not, it's God's plan. So you don't think that your life is going exactly the way you want it, but it's the way God wants it. Now, fast forward a few years, and I still haven't met that special guy. And I prayed to God that I would meet my perfect man. Someone tall, dark, and handsome, you know the whole cliche. Well, God doesn't answer all prayers exactly how we ask, but I did meet him. And it was at Northfield Bible Week, which is a great place to meet Christians, I have to say. It's on for two weeks during the summer, and if you are looking for somebody, that's the place to go. That's true. Well, my mum and dad, they met in Newcastle as well, but I don't think it was in Northfield. But after our first date, I just knew that we were meant to be together.
Oh.
And I'm so thankful to God that I have such a wonderful Christian husband. Now, we married in June 2010, and on Christmas Eve last year, we were blessed with a beautiful, perfect little girl, Alana. And Alana has been an answer to prayer. And right from the beginning of the pregnancy, God sent me a promise. Of course, every good and perfect gift comes from above. And I know that's the verse that people associate with in the beginning. And I got that verse 3 times in the very same day. And definitely this is God's way of telling me not to worry about anything during pregnancy. And many times I have come to that verse. Now, as you all know, this is my first Mother's Day, and what a special way to mark it by giving my testimony. And I pray that Alana would know the Lord from an early age, and that she would be that Christian friend to someone. Now, since becoming a mum, I realise how much heartache I must have put my own parents through when I was wandering in sin. And I'm so thankful to God that I have such wonderful Christian parents who never forget to pray for me. And I'm so thankful for the power of prayer. And many times in my life, God has answered my prayers. I know that whatever problems arise in life, we have a God who hears and answers our prayers. As Christians, we are commanded to call on to God. In Jeremiah 3:33, it says, "Call on to me, and I will answer thee." And maybe you're praying for a loved one too, a son or a daughter or a sister or brother or a husband or wife. And just be assured that God hears your cry and will answer your prayer too. Thank you.